Cutting olive, holding on the run, the first wide line. Okay, so you can only mat to the netter if the netter was fouled already. Remember, lo yachil be maisa, the dvoro dibra b'alma mashu lo chalus netter. I'm sorry, that is the pshat, that's the gemara from the bottom of the page. That's the third shita. That's we didn't see in the Gemara yet.
Right.
Amar Avina. We're holding four lines in the bottom of the Gemara. Amar Li Meremar. So Ravina said that Meremar told him, Hochi Amar Avuch, Meshed the Rapapi. So Meremar told Ravina that Ravina's father said the name of Rapapi. So we have Rapapi saying Machlokas by Fora, but by Hatara, by the Chachamim Mater, everybody holds it has to be Mechal. This version is the opposite. Machlokas by Fora, Al Beshela, the recall, Mefer Alpha Bishalokala Neder. The Sivlo Yechel de Boroi. It's just deeper, it's not Chal at all, just the words alone is enough to be Mater. So that's this version of Rapapi. The member of the Lord Havi be Maisa, that all there was deeper, there wasn't any Maisa, the Neder wasn't Chal yet at all. Maisve. Kainam Shane in the hand of the Pliny. So now let's go through the Brises which we quoted before, see how they play out over here. So the person makes a Neder, there's not going to be the hand from so and so. Love, and to the chacham that I go to matter the netter. So the Brisa said nishal alavishan v'chal nishal hasheni. So the Brisa says first you have to be matter the first one, and then you matter the second one. So the simple pshat we said before, Reuven said he's akim nehenah from Shimon, and from the chacham who's matter the netter of Shimon. So the netter of Shimon is chal already. The netter on the chacham is not chal yet. So you have to matter Shimon. Once you matter Shimon, now he went to the Chacham. Now the Neder on the Chacham is Chal. Now you think about the Neder on the Chacham. So you see, it has to be Chal before you can matter it. According to this, we're saying every hold you can be matter it, even though it's not Chal. So, am I Iboy Ahai in the Chilberation? Iboy Ahai in the Chilberation. So the more answers. So you see that apparently it's Vedavka. What's the Neder is Chal? Not like Rapapi. This version of Rapapi. So more answers back. Mi yudei a high rishon and a high sheni. It's not clear on the Braisa really who's rishon and who's sheni. That's not a raya. Meisvei. But the second Braisa is clear. It says kadam sheni nehenna bereini nozak the chesho alav. He makes a netter, and when he's mata the netter, the naziris will be chal. So. According to Papa, you can be mat to the Naziris and then the Neder, or vice versa. No difference, because even though the Naziris is not Chal yet, you can be mat to it. But the Brisa says, not like that. The Brisa says, Nishal of Nidroi, Nishal of Nidroi, he's mat to the Neder. Once he's mat to the Neder, the Naziris is Chal. Then he's mat to the Naziris. Mamai, Iboy al Nidroi Nitzobereisha, Iboy al Nidroi Nitzobereisha. According to this version of Rapapi, why can't you be matur the Naziris first? I wasn't chal yet. You don't need to be chal to be matur according to Rapapi. Elma, you see from the Brisa that that's not true. You need the Naziris to be chal before you can be matur it. Tiyuvta, so that acts as a tiyuvta on this version of Rapapi. So it's the Ram. The Sibla Yechel de Boroi. The first wide line. Remember, according to this version, the Devarim Dibur Balma Mashma Balochalus and Neder. Just the words without the Neder being Chal. That's how this version of Rapapi reads. Okay. Minyan Alacha. So we have the Machloikas by Hafora. Whether you can be Mefer before the Neder is Chal. We have this issue by Hatorah. So by Hatorah we pass the Derbonon, the Pligat of the Derbonos, and Rami the Baal Mefer on Pishal Chal and Neder. that the Baal can be mefer before the neder is chara. The yachid v'rab malachik rabim. First of all, we have the general rule of yachid v'rabim. Boy, the Rekiva, the Omer, Rekiva said, Deshiz isha Omer, reini nazira, l'cheshe eskarish. When he's garisha, the yoffer, he's made for it. No, he can't be made for it after the divorce. Obviously, he has to be made for it before the divorce. The net is only chal after the divorce. Akarcha, haki sirle. Obviously, he has to hold that the Baal can be made for the naziris, which wasn't chal yet, because she's not divorced yet. Avishlo chal aneder. So we have Rabbi Kiva saying, not like a mnosin. Rabbi Sugan the Rish Pirkin, Binyan im erchat im leerchat, skrabon and shaycha, kiriksim na Allah dahi. The beginning of the parak, the Gemara is assuming like Rabbana, and that's like I wrote over there. Rabbi Gab Domer Rabba, man chokhim, the mevet, ki hai, ilav Rav Acha. So Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, In the Gemara story in Petesim Abeis, that he wanted the neder to be chal in order to be batter it, so he fooled the person to get the person to marry. This was the neder was chal for him batter it. So if everybody holds you have to be matter the neder, to be matter the neder it has to be chal. So what was the Achab doing? So it was extraordinary. If you hold that he's finding a way to be Yotzi even Kardam Nosson, and the Iker Psak is that you can be so Rabbi said Ilav Rav Acha Amai Kalsay Mishum Da'ob Kardam Nosson Mekim the call says Shomino Hilza Kabasei. The fact that Rabbi said that what he did was a good thing. Well, that's like Gemnosin. We don't pass the Gemnosin. Most people pass the Gemnosin. Love Raihi. Shom the Apik Nafshe Mi Plukta Hu the call say. Can accept the Liel. The point of what Rabbi was saying was he found a way that even Kardam Gemnosin we would have a way to be matter the snedder. But not could be passing like that. But that could be mitzvah called Hari Raya is Mishum Ha the Kalsi Rava because the mitzvah can kasebna. Even though the Pashim Shatan Rava was he was doing a way, found a way to keep the halacha, and but we're proving that that's not the halacha from multiple sources. So must be that the story of Rava was that the praise was he found a way to avoid the machlokas totally. Hilchok. That's hidden the Baal Meir from a P Shlokal and Neder Chinas Ramanza. So we pass on to Chachom and Baal Ki Meir before the Neder is Chal. Mio Hani Milin Bishat Tolson Nidra Bedover Shi Yasuya Lavra Al Tano. It's all talking about that the condition for the Neder to be Chal is logical, is going to happen. Dumdi Moisa Ni Al Pi Al Baba Pi Avichu. The kibushim it's the eris in loisasa the fihen kiloasa sodomi. This is something that she wants to do. Now, the kaiach of being matter is because it's eating nefesh, or it's b'dar meinah leminah. Well, it's not. There's nothing between there's nothing between leminah yet. There's no eating nefesh yet. Because who said it's going to happen? So it's something which is probable that's going to happen, or that she wants to happen. So the fact that itself makes like eating nefesh. They're working on it. Oh, it's also but to know, but love. Anyway, if anyone can't call another, but if it's not, there's no reason why it should happen. So just make sure it doesn't happen, and there's no ina nefesh. So there's no kaiach b'afor. If she did it and it's chal already, so then you have a kaiach b'afor. How do the mina resh pirkan? Normal hafora loisirchet so litzuru paris erlam alo. If you have a solution, there's no need for a forum. So if the solution is normal to do or easy to do, so there's no need for a forder, you see that that's the Mora's approach. Like I explained over there. That's by a forder. Linyan Shela. So we have three versions. According to Rava, the same machlok is by a forder, is by Hatara. By a forest Baal and a Torah Chacham is the same. Karnder Banan, yes. Karnder Nosan, no. Karnder Papi, have two versions. One version everybody holds by HaTorah, the Neder has to be Chal. Or everybody holds by HaTorah, the Neder does not have to be Chal. So that shot we slugged up. So the Shaila is, we pass like the first version of a Papi or like Rav. So Kamal and Krap Papi. Domer, the Chacham is by Forum. Al Bashela, they recall, Ein Chachamat, Elim Kane, Chal and Neder. By HaTorah, everybody agrees you need an Eretz to be Chal. Rachi Paske Ravosa, Zecharon Ravracha, Kibosei. And that's how my Rebbeim Paskind, like a Papi Lechura. Bikam on Domer. But there is the following. The Filo Hachi, Haimer Karnam Alai, Deber Ploini, Lachos Shloshim Yoim. If it's not totally in an action, it's totally just, it's just a question of time. So he asks something to take effect after 30 days. Chal neder mikri chochamat. Why? Do piki rav nasim rabbanon ela betela nidra beim. If something happens, sheav shishal yochal neder loyel. So it's possible never happened. I will tell a nidra beyomim. Time is inevitable, so it's going to come. That's what some people say. I find the first shot better. First opinion better.
That's the opinion of him.
That the difference in him and time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So time will show. She also has two possibilities. Because the netter can only be called, the person on whom the netter is going to be called.
Well, to matter the netter, that's true, but that's not the when you say inevitable, it's not inevitable because you know the person of the netter is that is supposed to be chal and could die.
So 30 days less likely, 30 years, different situation.
Interesting question. There's a Gemara in Gittin in the third parak. More differentiates between Shema Mesa, Shema Yamus.
So the Mahogas really
haven't been that Cheskes Kayim, right? The Mora says that the woman who's an Ashes Kayim, so she's Ladi Truma. So her, he goes out to work. So she's eating Truma, Hakshi Truma, maybe her husband died. As a Cheskes Kayim. Where it says, a woman who person says, what's the case? That husband of Megarish's wife, they should take effect 30 days before he dies, so she can't eat shrimp anymore. It's a Chesed Chaim. We're not discussing that maybe he died, we're saying maybe he will die. Um, but the more it differentiates, let's say that it gives her a get, she take Mishpichal 1 second before he dies, she could eat. Because Shema Yomas does man for a short period of time, and not Kharishish. Shema Yomas does man, Marubi or Kharishish. So I don't know how you apply that. So over here, I'm not sure over here the point so much is we're discussing an issue of practicality, or if there's something intrinsic in the netter itself, something which is the passage of time. I mean, the netter itself, it's going to be chal. Might have a practical reason why it's not chal. Something which is an im by definition, there's something intrinsic in the netter that it's not supposed to be chal. It's not inevitable to be chal. So it could be that's the difference. So I'm not sure it's a question of a time difference. Time passage difference should make a difference. I'm not sure.
And to review a moment, in the Gidin case, she could still eat truma. They have offspring.
Male offspring.
Male offspring, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So the Mishnah. Brishan or Hayarim. Shalosh Nashim Yotzes, Menetlis Ksuva. If there's three women who the law is that they get divorced and they receive the ksuba. So she says that she was Mazana. Either the Evatoma case that it was Ba'onis, so she's not, there's no issue of Eidon Mesim Hatzav Rasha. If she's Mazana Baratza, she doesn't get a ksuba. Eishes Kayan is also, even if she was Nanas, but she gets a ksuba in that case. So she's believed to say this is what happened. And she gets her ksuba. Shemai Beni Leben Necho. We're not able to have the husband is incapable of having full relations with his wife. The only one who knows that is the Shemayim. So there's an issue of Shemayim between me and you. So she has a right to be married to a person who's able to have regular tashmish. She's believed to say that he can't do that, so he has to divorce her and pay her ksuba. Or the Tulani Mina Yehudim, if she makes an eder of having a lost tashmish from any person, what she's saying is that the whole process is so painful for her, she doesn't want to do it. So that if she's believed to say that it's uncomfortable to her, the fact that she's willing to make such a statement, so she has a right not to be in a situation where there's an expectation she has to do that. So even though she's not also to the husband, she has the right to get divorced and get a ksuba. So the more says there are these things that a woman should do, these things is extraordinary enough that we believe her to the point to collect the ksuba. Where it says the situation changed that shlote isha nusenes enel ba'acher mekakelos abalo, that women started desiring other men, they would say this, therefore they forced the husband to divorce them, get a ksuba, and then go to some other medina and marry the guy that she wants. So force her husband's hands to divorce her and go leave him for another man. So to prevent that possibility which was developing, so her marriage man he locked Tubby Ryla the bird out. So she has to bring proof that she was Mazan, that this might have happened. I mean, not Mazan, she was Nanas. Hashemayim Beni Levenecho. So Yasu Derek Bakosha. We can ask them to try and make up, find a way to work this out. Until Neiman Yehudim. Yafra Lechelkai. So she's also to Yehudim, but she's much to her husband. And that's it. Zotaran. Rishon Oyarim Shalosh Noshim Nosis Zonas of Suba. Makinu of Gemara be Eishes Koyin. The first case was Eishes Koyin. Dib Eishes Yisrael. If the case was an Eishes Yisrael and she was Iber Rotsin, Mi Yisla Ksuba. She was Mizana Rotsin. She does not like an Ksuba. If she's not, if it happened by this, she's mutter to her husband. So there's no case in the Mishnah which makes sense. The Beis is Koyin, Allah Beis is Koyin. Be'onis, the Nehida Asira leg, even though she's Beis is Koyin, which is Nanas, is also to her husband, she gets a Ksuba because it wasn't her fault. When we say Nitzapchus today, it was his loss. I'm here. Begavru didn't stop us today. It's your mazel. Your field got flooded. Shiptushes kunasoi garmaloi shleisuraloi. It's not something that she did wrong. She was nanas. The others we saw Mishashori. It's the chumra of kahuna which makes it a problem for him. So that's his problem. He'll mazli garam shemachah yeshak suva. We look at it. It's his mazel which was bad, not hers. The more he explains, she's saying the following. Because I'll say where the sheikh was there, which does not come out in a strong flow, it's like flies, like a chetz, can't be marlin. And she's saying that's what's happening. She wants to have children. She wants to have somebody to act as her support as she gets elderly, and somebody who's going to have wield the shovel to bury her. She wants to have children to take care of her. So therefore, she deserves to get divorced and not be stuck with this man who can't have a child with her. If that's not the taina, ain b'dibra klum, her complaint is not an argument. The mina lo zili lo mifkadata, you're not mechiv peruvu. So yes, it's nice you want to have children, but you can't force a divorce because of that. Shemir repair kafalpi. Okay. The Bible got the meeting by Haggadah. We have a Haggadah means like a Haggadah. Shamar lo yisari imenu l'avram, the terminus said to Avram, Hashemayim b'nila b'necho. There's being made Shemayim between the two of us. Shemayim yishpat Hashem b'nei b'necho. Dilma hanu shahu meruchan k'mimena l'garmi. She felt distance due to what happened with Hagar. That's a different issue. So Shemayim and Ilabenech is not that the one who sits in Shemayim can testify between the two of us, nobody else, because nobody else knows what's your physical reality. Yerushalmi says, we're discussing a distance. The distance from the earth to heaven is a distance, how far you've distanced yourself from me. Seeing that's true, that the phrase means has multiple versions, understandings, and they're all true. But for our Mishnah, that's not going to be true. Hashem is the witness. The kushta kamina. I'm saying the truth. There is a ein yudei boy el Hashem. Nobody else knows other than Hashem. There's no witness who knows what ma'isa he's doing b'shas tashmish, which takes place inside of her body. And that's shadow over here. So therefore, she has a valid argument for divorce because she wants to have support. Mitzulanim in Yehudim Shasa Latzma Hanos Tashmish Kola Yehudim. So she's asking herself and having the act of Maisa Tashmish with any Jewish man. Given the Mukha Milsa, the Tashmish Kosher law, obviously that the only reason why she would say that is because she finds the action painful. Because Adam is as if it's not her fault. So she's claiming that that's the reality, that she has that discomfort. So we force the husband to divorce her and give her ksuba. She'll make this matter, force the husband's hand to divorce her, collect the ksuva, go somewhere else and nobody knows about the whole story, not the marriage, not the matter, and she'll marry. Okay, so now that we've changed our approach, what should you do? If she says Tamei Niloch, so Tabira the Debra, she didn't answer. She has to prove she was an answer. And so she proves that she remains mutter to her husband. She has a cheskes heter. And we're going to allow her to stay with her husband, even in relations which she is arguing that she's usher to do. We have a general rule: you cannot force a person to do an issa that they believe is usher. It's like shavim after chadish leisura. But her shiva to the husband, as it were, allows us to say that her deeper, which is questionable, cannot override her shiva, and she remains mutter to her husband based on the cheskes kashrus, the cheskes heter that she had to the bow. Okay. If she says Shema Yisrael Benecha, Yasa Derech Bekasha. So let's work it out. So first you show me Yasa Suda Yifayis Beitz Tabek Bashalon. You're saying, look, you know, listen. Ask her, deal with it. Okay. Feather on the kasha. Vika Medikam is Nisa. So you need to ask over here in the Mishnah. Kiman the Medina the Amr Tamei Niloch Mitzra Baala Kimishim Yishayna. We said that she is mutter to her husband. She's also to her husband. That's the din of that a person is Naman. They say they know something is also. So she knows that she's also to the husband, so she's also. So Mishum Shlotahana. So what is this? I understand the problem. Lamaisha, she's also. How are you mad to that? Where did Yisra go? Yes, you should hear it. Davo gav the medina asira, and the she's really asir. Shorle rabbanon, the chazal remater it. Say, how do they do that? When we value milsa deraisa, it should make the milsa bekumba say. Chazal's koyach, the amount to deal with the override the rices, works by even when we're telling a person to go actively do an aveir against the Torah, that works. When it's a Migdor Milsa, we need to make a getter.
Is there any other case that's kind of strange that Chachamim should be okay or Anisha the rices? Is there any other case like that?
Well, the more they bring an example that there was a person who wrote a behema on Shabbos and they killed him, even though the behema was tzicha b'yadayim, because no chiv misa for riding an animal on Shabbos. Migdor Milsa shiny, because of the need of the situation, they were able to do that. So they do have this override power, even for Kukas say when it's the Migdor Milsa. If we see that the situation is getting out of hand, and so we have that authority. So that's what some people want to answer. The getter gola godrabo shalotah in titanen abakar lafti after me that miad balo. So to prevent this society breaking down, the women forcing their husbands' hands to get divorced because they want to marry somebody else, etc. When there was a need to do this, and the Rishus B'Yadam Masters came to Midah B'Yavamas Midah Milsa Shani. So they have the power to do that. Zataran. Victual Zet. So this answer, which they give, the Sheish Mishatirits, there's a problem with it. Shane Bezin Masan Lacker Double Minotaur El Bashe Valtasa. Yamakuma say La Rosh Abovat. You have two choices. You can do a Kuma say for a short period of time, Hiroshaw, there's an extraordinary need of the moment. But it's not that cannot be an ongoing takana. You can be oikir b'shev al tasa, that it should be an ongoing to so we don't take lulav on the first day of on the first day of Sukkot, we're pulled out on Shabbos, because all afraid we're going to take the lulav and run to Trishas Rabbim, etc. Even Garka Dover Minotara, generation after generation, this is what's going to happen. Yeah, but that's true. But it's b'shev al tasa, so that they have a power to do. But over here, we're going to tell her that Bukuma say, go and do a Maisa Veir of Bia with the man that she's also to, on an ongoing basis for generations. This is the cutter from now on. All the generations, they can't do that. So this answer of the authority of the Chachamim based on the Gemara B'Dan Yavam is ain't going to work. Elio was Makriv Har Carmel when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. There's an issue of the rice to be Makriv anywhere but the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. So that was the Shua. I have a different answer. I don't think it's a kash at all. So I'm going to use a different approach totally. That is clear that the Chum have a power to retroactively remove the Kedushin, because people are Mekadosh al das the Chachamim. So, in the case of need, the Chachamim are Mavkia the Kedushin. So, I mean, there's a connection over here which we have to address. So they'll end up living together afterwards, not in the context of marriage. But barring the or even according to the Rambam says that the zinis of the raisa for a man and woman to be together not in the context of marriage. But even according to the Rambam, that's only because if they do it derech znus. But if they do it as a kaviyah to live together, it's not going to be a deraisa. The one question you have over here is that how does she truma? Is an Ishis Kohen? How does she continue to be truma? She's not Ishis Kohen. She's a man, she's a woman who's living with a Kohen. So the Ran is going to say that we're going to address that as well. So the Eitzah is that since when the time of the Kedushin, the person says Kedas Moshe Yisrael, so he's empowering the Chachamim, as it were, to decide. So they have a right to make that decision, which they were empowered to do, even later on. Even though the marriage has been going for quite some time, if they hit a bump, the Chacham say, you know what, we now choose to exert our authority and say that we didn't agree to this marriage, you never were married. So, for example, he gives the example of a Gittin Lamed Gimel. So we have a case of a man sends a get to his wife, and then he's Mavatal the shlichus. So the Mora says, so this was a major problem that the shlichus doesn't know. They had no way to communicate to the shliach. He's traveling distance, some far distance away. So he continues on and gives her the get. So, but really, the get is not valid. But she doesn't know that. She's going to go to get married based on this get. Bezdin over there will tell her she's doing the right thing. Like everything seems to be fine. But reality is, it's a major mess. So Chama said that the bittul of the shlichus doesn't work. So Mora says, what does that mean? He was about. So Mela, the get's not a get. No. So Mora says, how does it work? In this situation, if the man's mevatel the shlichus under these circumstances, we say that retroactively they never were married. So therefore, when she marries somebody else, it's not a problem. So because she's really allowed to get married to the other person, she never was married yet. So Chazal used their escape hatch in that circumstance. So Chanamri, Hachah, Kol She'amra Lebala Tamei. So we're allowing her to stay with her husband. Akira Ban the Kedushin Mikara. Neither Shem Shosh and Ansa Pliya Haisa.
What if she had originally been a Mishra Kohen, what if she was going to marry Kohen, does the Haskalah still work?
Yeah, because that a Kohen can't marry a Zayna again doesn't mean Zayna means it was a person was in a relationship of Isser. This is not a relationship of Isser. The man's not also to her
because of the ongoing status.
No.
Okay.
The issue of Zayna in the Torah is not used the way we use it colloquially. It means that she had a relationship with an individual which the Torah prohibits that relationship, i.e. moms or nosin, etc. If they're both with each other, the fact that they're living without marriage is not called Zayna. It's not also Torah Kayan. So even if we have Mevkiah the Kedushin,
so she's not a grusha.
But we're not going to allow her to marry Kayan because we're going to deal with her as if she's a grusha. That's a Durbanan.
Okay.
But she's not a Zayna. She would not be also on a Deraisa level.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mishumachin Shaya Labala. So therefore she's mutter to her husband. Okay, now the question is, how does she truma? So we're saying that she never was married. Great. So all the truma she ate until now, we say, listen, she ate that under this halachic assumption at that point in time that she's mutter, so she didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. But moving onwards, we're saying, listen, lady, you never were married to the Kohen, so I can't eat truma anymore. No, she still eats truma. A community of Gemara. So the Rambam doesn't explain why. So we have to say that the continued act of living together functions as if there's a new marriage. So the Rambam. So like this, if we're saying like this, the Mikirin did the Raisha, she's in the menace. She's really actually also to her husband. And we're going to do this halacha subterfuge to take away that din. So that only works if what she's saying was that the man who was ma'anas me was a kosher. But she says the man who was ma'anas me was a mamzer. When she has the relations with the mamzer, even if she wasn't married, she's still also to the kohen. So now we can't say stay with the kohen because she's also she is also who said it. If we're saying that she's meek and she's believed, so she's also to be with her husband. And being mafkid the kedushin won't help you. That which we said that you can stay married, davka be married to man loch shenanasti will a kosher nivalti. But the man who was ma'anas me was a kosher. Be married to man loch shenanasti lemamzer minosin or mimamzer. Because now if we're saying that Mika, she's Nemanis, so she's Nemanis, and she had a mice of beer with the mamzer, she's also to her husband, even though she wasn't married. In that situation, she would not stay married with the kohen. Ben Ramash, the Mishnah does not seem to differentiate in that. Therefore, there's another answer. Others give an answer. The Mishnah Shana let me dinner Katani. We got it all wrong. We're assuming that which we assumed originally, that the woman's name man is Mikra Adin. So saying, oh, hey, so how was the second? How they changed the law? The answer is you got it all wrong. The Mishnah Rishona, which says that she's Nemanis, was a Takana. Because she's not Nemanis. Okay, why? The Medina Vada Eino Isha Nemanis Lomer Tamei Ani Loch Lafkia Atzav Mi Baala Shiba Shabedis Loi. So she's not believed. The Sheba that she has in the marriage doesn't allow her to come along and just say something and make herself us. So why did the Mishnah Shana believe her? Al Mishum, the whole Milsa Tzimei Anilach, Ksifulah, the woman should admit it is embarrassing. So obviously, we have to assume that she said it. That itself bolsters the fact that it's true. Well, you live in a generation that people are sneistic. This admission is. We live in a generation where we're worried about women in the sense of anybody out here. So she has a mind, the Ksifa Lamilson. She's willing to do it. So Tchina Mishnah Rishona Laminua the Ilav the Kusha Kamra Lahavas Mizalz Lamin. Because 50 miles with this sheet of memorial, but let's hold it here.